Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Keeping your cool in this heat is hard. It's even harder for firefighters. ABC's Victor Okendo spoke to a fire department in Georgia on how they handle it.
Battalion Chief Wayne Eiffel says whether you're a firefighter or not, the message is the same.
Hydrate. That's number one. We tell people if you're hydrating the day of, you're already late. You need to hydrate for tomorrow today.
The city's fire department using special ice pack vests to keep their firefighters, who carry 75 pounds of extra gear, cool.
A popular dating app intended to help women spot danger in the virtual dating world has been targeted by hackers. ABC's Jim Ryan.
T-Dating Advice allows women to share information about men they've dated, that they were married, used fake names, or had undisclosed criminal records. The app has exploded in popularity, including among hackers. T acknowledges that a data breach has exposed more than 70,000 images that had been uploaded by T subscribers.
This is ABC News. Sports legend Deion Sanders says he has been battling cancer.
Wearing his signature white cowboy hat and denim overalls with emotion, Deion Sanders announced he has been battling an aggressive form of bladder cancer. He had his bladder removed and his doctor sitting next to him says he is now cured. Sanders thanking God for being alive.
You have no idea how good God has been for me to be here.
He was caught during an annual exam. He's calling on everybody to get checked out. He said as a result of his surgery, there will be a porta potty for him on the sidelines at football games this season. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace made history at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, becoming the first black driver to win a major race at the Oval. The 31-year-old celebrated by doing donuts in his car after the win before going into the stands to hug his son and congratulate his team. Wallace is still chasing another historic win, the Indianapolis 500. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the mid to upper 80s after some early morning showers, some sunshine later on. For tonight, partly cloudy and comfortable, a low of 67. Mixed skies and nice. On Wednesday, spotty showers possible and a high of 77. Sunny and refreshing on Thursday, upper 70s, and mostly sunny and mild Friday, a high of 79. Right now, WRCO Studios, west winds at 5 to 8 miles per hour. We have received a tenth of an inch of rain this morning, with some showers and thunderstorms, some big lightning bolts as well this morning. 75 was the midnight reading. Right now, it is 68 degrees. We begin the broadcast day, Tuesday, July 29th.
wake up.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read. But the family Bible on the table will never be my key to memories. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me. Now this old world of ours is filled with trouble. This old world would oh so better be if we found more Bibles on the table and Mother singing, Rock of Ages, left for me. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read, and I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me.
Willie Nelson with one he wrote and recorded, many have recorded since, A Family Bible. And right before that, Cher doing the honors for our national anthem. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again. You know the movie Groundhog Day where the same thing happens at the same time every single day. I kind of felt like that this morning because I walked out and there was just this like light rain going. That was happening yesterday. Well, it amounted to a little bit more this morning. We only had 1/100th of an inch yesterday, but 1/10th this morning. And some wicked lightning as well. I was driving in on the old Mighty Vibe, and all of a sudden it startled me because the whole sky lit up. It's like, what? Oh, was that the dome light? No, I guess not. Yeah, that was more than that. So anyway, a passing shower and thunderstorm. There were a few that turned severe, but they were a little bit in our area, in Crawford, Grant areas last night. Severe thunderstorm warning for parts of those counties, but then it was allowed to pass, and they did cancel all watches and warnings in the early morning hours this morning. Right now, 68 degrees at the WRCO studios on the Words Floor and Home Thermometer. We begin our regular routine, our chores, and a recap of a Brewer win over the Cubs coming up in 10 minutes. Here's Charlie Pride.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and
And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Morning.
And love her like the devil when you get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Talk to me, talk to me, darling, I love the things you say. Talk to me, talk to me, in your own sweet gentle way. Let me hear, tell me, dear, tell me you love me so. Talk to me, talk to me, tell me what I want to know. The many ways you speak of love I've heard before sound so good. Say the part I love just once more. Darling, I'm so glad you're mine. Talk to me, talk to me, hold me close, whisper low. Talk to me, darling, can't you see, baby, I love you so. The many ways you speak of love I've heard before, it sounds so good every time. Please say the part I love just once more.
Mickey Gilley on WRCO, and talk to me. Come on, talk to me. It's 5:15, 68 degrees at WRCO, a tenth of an inch of rain early this morning. The Southwest Cab pop-up food pantry truck will be in Rockbridge and Cazenovia today at the Rockbridge Natural Bridge store from 10:30 until 11:30, and near Alibi's Bar and Grill in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30. Those are events today, and the truck will also be at the Boaz Community Building parking lot on Wednesday from 11 until noon. All are welcome from the surrounding area. A Red Cross blood drive going on around the state. Boy, lots of them going on this week. We had a couple yesterday in the area, and another one going on coming up on Thursday at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains. For all blood drives in the area, you can contact 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green will host a blood drive on Friday. That's going to happen between 11:30 and 5:30. Here's Leroy Van Dyke.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again. But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Katie Bedward. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you are prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call us at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Brewer rookie sensation Jacob Mizorowski found out Monday night that it's not always smooth sailing. A forgettable first inning in which he threw 40 pitches, that is, in the inning, but then recovered to work a few more for the Brewers, and they helped him out with the bats on the way to an 8-4 victory last evening. The Brewers scored four runs off Matthew Boyd in the third to take a 4-3 lead. Christian Yelich had an RBI double, Isaac Collins a two-run single, and Bryce Tarang a sacrifice fly. Andrew Vaughn hit a solo home run in the fifth, and Sal Frelick hit another in the sixth to give the Brewers a 6-3 lead. After the Cubs got a run in the seventh, they got the margin to 6-4. Yelich hit a two-run shot to give the Brewers a four-run cushion on the way to a win in that really big game last night to open the series. Elsewhere, it was a Dodger win over Cincinnati, 5-2. St. Louis, 7-1 over Miami. Pittsburgh, 6. San Francisco, 5. San Diego, 7-6 over the Mets. In the American League, Baltimore, 11. Toronto, 4. Tampa Bay, 4-2 over the Yankees. Minnesota beat Boston, 5-4. The Angels, 6. Texas, 4. Seattle, 3. The Athletics, 1. Interleague play, Detroit 5-1 over Arizona, Colorado 8, Cleveland 6, the White Sox 6-2 over Philadelphia, Washington 2, Houston 1, and Atlanta beat Kansas City by a score of 10-7. Sad news, Ryne Sandberg, a Hall of Fame second baseman who became one of baseball's best all-around players while starring for the Cubs, has died. He was 65. He announced in January of 2024 that he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries, and more coming up a little bit later on. Farm news and markets, all a part of our morning get-together this morning. And later on, day two of the Walk with Grace auction between 10 and noon today. So we'll have some more fun with that, working for Grace. That's later on. Right now, it's 68 degrees at WRCO, and the aerobic polka is next.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
The aerobic polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff.
Just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All righty, here we go. The aerobic polka. One and a two and a three. Hey.
Thank you.
There you go, the She and Hee-Haw Band and a prune dumpling polka right there. A prune dumpling for breakfast. There you go. Good to go. That'll keep you going. Absolutely. Thank you, Moo, so much for joining us for Light and Milk House Show here today. This is Billy Crash Craddock.
My little girl said Ruby is her name. Now she don't love me, but I love her just the same.
Happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Y te da felicidad. Te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Freddie Fender on the Light in the Milk House Show. Well, for today, the forecast calls for a high of 86 with some early morning showers, which we have had so far. More sun later on today. It will be humid once again. And then mixed skies and nice tomorrow. Spotty showers possible, a high of 77. That humidity fever breaks, it looks like, for the end of the week. 78 for both Thursday and Friday, and sunny and refreshing. Southeast to northeast winds right now at 6 miles per hour on the wind gauge. 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain since yesterday, so a tenth since midnight. And we're at 67 degrees, the overnight low here in Richland Center. Good morning, Farm News and Markets time, and more regular features coming your way on the Light in the Milk House Show.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Demand for high oleic soybeans might cause acreage shifts. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. A feed commodity dealer says more farmers in the Great Lakes region need to consider planting high oleic soybeans. Harvey Commodities' Clint Cherney tells Brownfield, dairy farmers in Michigan have started to change the demand picture.
Beans generally leave the state. We are an exporter of beans. We are currently importing Plenish beans from other states into Michigan to roast and grind because of the lack of supply.
Recent research by Michigan State University has found milk production and components improve significantly when incorporating roasted high oleic soybeans into rations. Cherney says farmers are eliminating palm oil and other supplements with the switch and asking for more beans.
It is literally double, triple every year. Our problems for next year are supplying the beans to meet the demand for Plenish meal.
One milking cow consumes about an acre of the beans each year. Cherney says that means more than 450,000 acres are needed just to support Michigan's dairy herd. New federal legislation would fund USDA cooperative agreements to purchase food from local producers. The Strengthening Local Food Security Act of 2025 was introduced in the Senate last week and would fund and distribute food to hunger relief organizations and schools. Michelle Ramirez-White with Wisconsin Farmers Union says if passed, this would help consumers and farmers.
It would work to really strengthen our nation's food supply and food chains, and by bolstering our economic opportunities for local farmers and providing new opportunities for food shelters and food pantries to offer fresh and nutritious products.
Ramirez-White says this is new legislation that supports local food efforts Farmers Union previously supported. USDA's national condition ratings improved a little over the past week for soybeans and pasture land, but other crops declined. USDA says 73% of the corn is good nationwide, 70% of soybeans good to excellent, 80% of winter wheat has been harvested. In Wisconsin, Mike Yeager raises crops to feed his dairy herd near Mineral Point and says most of his third crop alfalfa is done.
We've done a bunch of third crop here this last week. We cut a week ago today. Actually, the regrowth on that is 6 inches already. Unbelievable.
USDA says third crop alfalfa is 34% finished in Wisconsin and second crop 90% done. Some farmers are getting started on fourth crop. 56% of Wisconsin's corn is silking, 10% of the corn now beyond the dough stage. 76% of the soybeans are blooming, and 36% of the beans are setting pods. 7% of potatoes are already harvested, and the wheat harvest continues. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was a typically quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Show lists are mixed, higher in Texas, somewhat higher in Kansas, and lower in Nebraska and Colorado. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and steer calves were $8 to $13 higher, with spots of $20 higher. Feeder heifers and heifer calves were $10 to $20 higher. The USDA says demand was very good. Quality was mostly plain, but weigh-up conditions were in the buyer's favor. Medium and large one feeder steer, 606 to 633 pounds, brought $378 to $400. Feeder steer, 702 to 745 pounds, brought $357 to $374.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 651 to 694 pounds, brought $330 to $357. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.05 at $367.73. Select was $1.98 higher at $346.85. Estimated cattle slaughter was 108,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move more numbers. Demand remains the biggest driver of the market right now. There's been solid demand for U.S. pork on the global market and some pretty strong domestic demand, both of which have helped provide some price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.08 higher with a weighted average of 111.35. The Western Corn Belt closed $1.65 higher with a weighted average of 112.32. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported Monday due to confidentiality. Pork values ended the day lower, down 57 cents at 118.29. Butts were sharply lower. Ribs and hams were also lower, while loins, picnics, and bellies were firm to higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 460,000 head, which is up 13,000 on the week and down more than 12,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up following Friday's cattle reports from the USDA and ahead of this week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher with support from stronger pork values during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were a dollar lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are down, looking at generally favorable crop weather. August beans were a dime lower at 988 and three quarters. September was down 9.5 at 992 and a half. September corn is 5 3/4 lower at 393 and three quarters. December was down 5 at 414. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of this week's direct business. August live was 140 higher at 227.87. October was 162 higher at 224.77. August feeders were 215 higher at 333.52. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. August was down 17 at 108.52. October was up 27 at 90.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
House Ag Committee members spar over states' rights today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%.
Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. California's Proposition 12 mandates pork housing standards for producers anywhere who sell pork in California. But now Congress will consider a challenge to that. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson says Prop 12 has been bad for American farmers.
As of the first quarter of 2025, 12% of small pork operations have exited the market or shifted production away from breeding, citing regulatory uncertainty and high transition costs.
Thompson says California has no right to impose pork production standards in other states.
Only 20% of Californians voted in that election. And of those 20%, only 13% in California approved this ill-thought provision. 13%. That is not a mandate.
The top Democrat in the House Ag Committee, Angie Craig of Minnesota, weighs in.
I think Congress also needs to be mindful of the voters in California. We should think carefully before allowing legislators in Washington to override their will. Prop 12 is clearly a contentious issue, and it merits thoughtful, bipartisan discussion. Even today, any true representative of farm country knows that Prop 12 is a concern for producers on both sides of the issue.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
A recent trade announcement appears to be good for dairy. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy cooperative is applauding the recently announced trade framework between the U.S. and Indonesia. Karen Geffert with Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative tells Brownfield a trade deal with Indonesia would likely expand dairy exports to that country.
That's our seventh largest market. And so to see some of the provisions that are included in the framework with Indonesia really give us hope for additional market access and opportunity for expansion of dairy in Indonesia.
President Trump has targeted this Friday as the deadline for countries to reach a trade deal before raising tariffs on dozens of countries. Geffert says there's a lot of work to get done this week.
We are hoping that the administration continues to hold firm to that deadline and to work through those trade agreements with other countries to really look at trade deficits and the opportunity that agriculture and specifically dairy can play.
Geffert says she looks forward to seeing the details of the final deal. A forage specialist encourages alfalfa growers to be on the lookout for a couple of insects. Jeff Jackson with Cropland says reports of armyworm are coming in on social media.
Or they're sending me messages saying, oh my gosh, look at the pressure we have. But these armyworms are a real deal. And if you aren't paying attention, they can wipe you out quickly. So that's one. The second one would be potato leafhoppers.
He tells Brownfield those insects are being blown in from the south. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher Monday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 54 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2¾ to 166¾. Cheese barrels unchanged at 162½. Butter up 3½ cents to 250. Non-fat dry milk was up 0½ cent to 129¼. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else that Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Here's a look at today's weather forecast. A high near 90 with showers ending this morning, then sun developing. Hot and humid conditions. Tonight, increasingly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A low of 66. Wednesday, overcast skies with widespread rain and a few thunderstorms. And a high of 72. Looks like it's going to be better as the week goes on. Mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday and 78. Friday, sunny and comfortable and 78 degrees. Right now, we have received a tenth of an inch of rain this morning at the WRCO studios after a low of 67. It is 68 degrees. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show, and here is Merle Haggard.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Drive me crazy. And I've got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here the atmosphere's just right for heartaches. And thanks to you I'm always here till closing time. And I've got swinging and a bar stool, and my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Yeah, I'm always
home till closing time. Heaven knows we've seen storm clouds gather, and it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, life. There will be showers
Don't the world look brighter after the rain? It's just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life. Now we know better. And the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine.
After the Storm, Wynn Stewart on WRCO Radio. We have some great tunes to share with you today in day two of the auction from Walk with Grace between 10 and noon. We look forward to that once again. And celebrating a Brewer win. Sorry, Cub fans, at least the Brewers reigned supreme last night. We'll have more later. Here's Marty Haggard.
It was all I could do to keep my baby off my mind. The diesel humming to the songs on the radio. It's music to my ears, but it's time to go. I need a pause for the calls, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's yours and mine. Is at the end of the line, and it's a loving time now. It's yours and mine now. I thank God for the life I'm living, for the white and fever I've been given. I need a pause for the cause, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. I said goodbye to Louisiana. Had a load up in Indiana. It was all I could do to keep my baby on my mind. She said the highway that you love is calling you. It's just like me, it's a part of you. So take a pause for the cause, 'cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time now. It's yours and mine. It's a loving time. Yeah, it's a loving time now. It's yours and mine now. The reason for the rhyme is at the end of the line. It's a loving time now. It's yours and mine now. I thank God for the life I'm living, for the gift of love that I've been given. Cause, baby, it's a loving time.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Now broadcasting from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, serving up hot tunes and hometown pride.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, the band of showers and thunderstorms, which was fairly strong last evening back in Minnesota and Iowa, weakened considerably as it tracked into southwest Wisconsin, so our rain totals were fairly modest, generally 0.5 to 0.2 of an inch of rain across our listening area. There were some half-inch to 1-inch amounts as you get, say, north of La Crosse County, but that's about it. Now, most of this activity is moving away early this morning. Could see a few showers and storms will return late tonight with the next weather system. In fact, that is currently projected to produce a widespread rain across southern Wisconsin tomorrow. Could be a little more substantial, possibly up to an inch or so, and that'll keep our temperatures much cooler as well. Canadian high pressure will build in behind that. Should bring us a beautiful stretch of weather all the way from Thursday, probably through Monday, with plenty of sun, mild temperatures, and low humidity. Here's a forecast for today. Showers ending early this morning, then some sun developing, hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to near 90, light wind becoming northwest at 4 to 8. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning, low at 66. Tomorrow, overcast skies with widespread rain and a few thunder showers, much cooler, high at 72, northeast wind up to 10. Wednesday night, showers ending, decreasing clouds late, low 54. On Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high near 78. For Friday, sunny and comfortable, low 54 with a high of 78. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, low 53 with a high of 79. And Sunday, pleasant with partly sunny skies, low in the mid-50s with a high of 79. Monday, partly cloudy, high temperature 81. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank, Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, it is 67 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday, it was 92 for a high. We picked up 1/100th of an inch early on in the morning. A record high, 101 in 1916. Record low, 44 in 1965. A year ago, 85 was the high and the low was 67. Sunset will occur at 8:27 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:49 coming up for tomorrow morning. East to northeast winds right now at 16 miles per hour. They have picked up. Barometer at 30.09. A tenth of an inch of rain this morning earlier, and after a midnight reading of 75, it is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news update from ABC is next at 6 o'clock, sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Four people shot and killed, a fifth in critical condition after a mass shooting in a Midtown Manhattan office building. ABC's Josh Margolin in New York.
As the evening rush was taking hold and people were